You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Our next piece could hardly be more local. It takes place just outside KALW studios, and it's part of our limited series, It Takes a School. Jean Osbay Bell is a counselor at Philip and Sala Burton High School, where KALW is based, and her life experience prepared her for a career in education. Ms. Bell spent 25 years as a flight attendant while also building a career in the San Francisco Unified School District. She's worn plenty of hats over the years, including stints as assistant principal, dean, and paraprofessional. But it's the things that can't be taught in a textbook that have made her so beloved by the students at Burton. KALW's Beau Walsh brings us the story of a day in the life of Counselor Bell.
So don't worry, she'll be okay. You've got a good child. She's going to be very successful. You've done very well with her, so just calm down.
My son goes to school here since freshman. She really gives them extra support, not just the basic grades and all that stuff. It goes beyond do better on your grade stuff, but the other side of being a high school student.
Yeah, well, it's good that you are keeping on top, but then you've got us here too, so we're trying to stay on top as well. So calm down and don't get any gray hairs, okay?
There's a lot of people here that's involved, but she goes beyond just the do it by the book thing. She really gets involved, and she's the only one I could reach out to.
Oh, you're very welcome. So call me anytime, but calm down, okay? She's going to be just fine. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. It's Dad.
It's not all about the textbook. You can read forever, and it will not teach you everything. It's about knowing how to communicate with people, and it's about feeling for people, and it's about doing things and saying things to people that you would want said to you. So I don't go by the textbook. My name is Jean Osbay Bell, and I am a counselor at Burton High School.
Hi, sweetie. How's it going? You guys doing well in your finals?
Yes.
Yay, way to go.
I started working when I was 12 years old. I would babysit. I always thought I would be the little old lady who lived in a shoe. It did not happen. But it did happen because I ended up working in a school.
Kids, guys, go to class.
Oh, wait. You got
I've been all over the place. I absolutely love the population on the southeast side of the city. And this is me. This is where I need to be.
Excuse me, everyone. Ms. Bell is here to make an announcement.
Thank you, Ms. Navarro. For you guys who have not come down to look at your classes for next year, please come down and take a look, so that you can let me know if there's something on your schedule that you don't like or you don't want to take. Hi, sweetie. Anybody here to see me? Come on. How are you?
Good.
Pull your chair over. You don't have to stand up. I always tell them, pull your chair over. You don't have to stand up. This is our office. This is the 11th grade office.
I was a dean for a long time, and I've always been an administrator, so I only became a counselor 4 or 5 years ago.
So we were looking at what, sweetie?
My request.
Okay, let's look and see what we can find.
You spend a lot of time putting out fires and trying to make sure that the kids have the correct classes and that they can graduate on time.
Where's psychology? I don't see any psychology.
I know. I don't want physics.
I don't see where you have... Well, you've got to take physics or physiology.
Yeah, I want to take physiology.
Okay, we got that. Okay.
I can just come to her, talk to her about anything, my classes, my teachers, anything, like mistakes going on.
Yeah, you know I can't see.
Oh, you can zoom in.
My eyes are old.
So what do you have here? You have.
She's beginning to help me with my college process, and she's influencing me to just go like out of my comfort zone and try to go to, she wants me to go to Stanford and like high colleges.
They say, I can't afford it. How do you know? You may get a full scholarship. You never know until you apply. So I said, you've got good grades, apply to Stanford, apply to Columbia, because all they can do is tell them no. But you cannot get a D on your transcript. It has to be a C or better, because you're on track to go to a four-year university if that's what you want to do. What college are you planning to go to?
She calls me in and makes sure I'm doing right and on the right track, so it's like, I really appreciate her.
Hey, what's happening?
I need some coffee.
Can you want some? You know I'm not a coffee man, so why would you even ask me? I'm not going to let her have it sometimes.
I was working. I lived in Pasadena. I had a job at Caltech, one of the top schools. But I would come to San Francisco every weekend, and I was young, and it was so nice in 1973, and everybody liked to party, people were having fun. I was kind of a party animal, so I was having a great time. So I decided to pack up my things, quit my job at Caltech, pack up my things, move to San Francisco. My great-grandparents were here, and I needed a job, so I got a job at United Airlines in HR, and everybody said, oh, you should be a flight attendant. You would make a great flight attendant. And then I flew for United for 25 years.
Hey, Belle.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you?
So somebody didn't show up for the 49er flight, and I got the trip. And the rest is history. They requested me on all their flights. So I started flying the 49er charters. It was during the heyday. That was when Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, and we used to call Jerry Rice Fifi. It was during that time, the glory years of the 49ers. So we had a great time. I said, je m'appelle Jean-Osphée Bell, Harley Bronson.
You said something, I am, I think.
I said, my name is Jean-Osphée Bell. Do you speak French? I was trying to find something to do once I got older, and I was unable to, you know, walk up and down that airplane aisle. So I started working. That's when I started working as a parrot, just to find out if it was something that I wanted to do. So I was trying to find a profession that I could do as I got older.
What are you doing for the summer?
I'm not sure yet.
Hi, sweetie. Yeah, thank you so much. Keep up the good work, okay? You're doing great.
I taught severely emotionally disturbed kids at Galileo and flew for United Airlines. And I was also doing a second master's at the time, too. So I would work, I would fly weekends, and my suitcases most times would be full of books, not clothing to go out and hang out once we got to a city. But it was good. I had a good time, and I've always worked hard. And no, I'm not Jamaican, but people always said, are you Jamaican? Because you're working so many jobs.
We're just working hard over here.
You see how they're working here?
I'm not saying that I was the best administrator, but I did try to do the best.
I've been like trying my best, but like I just feel like I'm not like ready for that class.
Okay. But what you should do, Gabe, is you know we have tutoring here. I'm no longer an administrator, so I try to stay in my lane. AP or principal, those are not positions for me. My favorite jobs, believe it or not, have been dean, student support services, which was an administrative position, and counseling. I like counseling as well, you know, more student-centered, or, you know, trying to deal with the students who have issues.
Hi. I need transfer grades for this child.
He's in jail.
Yes. So I need
I like working with that population. it's not always easy, you know, and there are some kids who may be disrespectful. They don't know me, but I'm pretty old school, so I let them know that I've been cursed out, but I still enjoy it.
Sweetie, you need to go to class, okay? I see you running around all the time.
I don't expect them all to like me, but I care about them.
No, I was gonna give her a hug. Spread the love.
You know, I live on this side of town now, and I work over here, and I run into my former kids all the time. I can be at the gas station, and I'll hear somebody say, "Hey, Miss Bell," and I'll say, "Oh, hi, sweetie. You remember me?" "Yeah, of course I do." And I do. I just don't remember the name. "You forgot my name, Miss Bell." And I said, "Well, you know, Miss Bell is getting older now." There was a time when I knew everybody's name. I can't do that any longer. But I do. He was my kid in the ninth grade. Now look at him.
She saw me at Thurgood. We had it at the Thurgood was crazy.
Wait till the last minute. How's your mother doing?
I have a friend who retired. She's a teacher, and she says, "Jeannie Bell, how long are you going to work? Go out with dignity. Go out with your head held high. Don't go out in a wheelchair." But I'm still here, and I'm enjoying life. I really am, so I don't know what I'm doing yet. I don't know what I want to do when I grow up.
Okay. All right, sweetie.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
That's Jean Osbay Bell, a counselor at Philip and Sala Burton High School in San Francisco. That story was part of our limited series called It Takes a School, honoring some of the unsung heroes making a difference in our kids' lives. It's reported and produced by KALW's Beau Walsh.